Matthew chapter 4. Next, Jesus was led up to the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, after all that, he was hungry. Then the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered and said, "It stands written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word issuing through the mouth of God." Then the devil took him along to the holy city, and he set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it stands written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, in case at any time you should strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it stands written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took him along to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and their glory. And he said to him, "I will give you all these, if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be off behind me, Satan, for it stands written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the next thing that happened was that angels came and took care of him. Now when Jesus had heard that John had been delivered up, he withdrew to Galilee, and having left Nazareth, he came and settled in Capernaum, which is beside the sea in the territories of Zebulun and Naphtali, in order that that which was spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, where he says, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the road to the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and on those who were dwelling in a region and shadow of death, a light has risen." From then on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a round net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men." At this they immediately left their nets and followed him. Then going on from there, he saw another two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the boat and their father, and followed him. Then Jesus would go round all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every sickness and every ailment among the people. And his fame spread to the whole of Syria, and they brought to him all the sick with various diseases, and those afflicted with torments, and those possessed by a demon, and lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And large crowds followed him from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and beyond the Jordan.